current patterns of drug use are impacting the workforce, productivity, and the broader economy in ways that are being increasingly acknowledged by policymakers and measured by economists. As indicated by writer Nelson Schwartz, a federal study estimates that prescription opioid abuse cost the economy about $79 billion in 2013. But that figure fails to capture a number of impacts on business, including lost productivity and severe constraints on hiring. Many employers, including manufacturers offering jobs paying $20 an hour or more, are reporting difficulty filling open job positions because so many people failed their drug tests. A widely read 2016 paper by Princeton economist Alan Krueger states that, quote, nearly half of prime-age men not in the labor force take pain medication on a daily basis, and in nearly two-thirds of cases, they take prescription pain medication, close quote. These men are also associated with low levels of emotional well-being and derive relatively little meaning from their activities. What's more, the labor force participation rate has stopped rising for cohorts of women born after 1960, which makes it that much more difficult for employers to fill available job openings. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.